Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Rough weekend for the fast pitch Hoosiers of John to Stanton, Minnesota, wound up taking 2 out of 3 up in Minneapolis from the 18th ranked Hoosiers, winning Sunday, scoring 3 in the bottom of the 6th for an 8-5 win. Saturday, the Gophers won 6-5, ending that historic 23 game winning streak, but sitting now in second place behind Northwestern to start the week at 9-2. Whole lot of softball left yet for Indiana.
We kind of gave it away with the mishaps defensively. Proud of this group. You got a hats off to Minnesota. They're a good ball club. We know they're going to climb in the standings. I feel pretty good as a coach, where we sit right now.
Indiana 30-11 overall. They'll be home to the University of Louisville tomorrow at Andy Moore starting at 6 o'clock. Baseball Hoosiers of Jeff Mercer took 2 out of 3 from Iowa, winning the rubber game at the BART Sunday 4-2. Bobby Whalen knocked in 2 in a key 3-run 8th inning that keyed the victory, Indiana winning its 5th straight weekend series. Reds on the radio tonight. They're down in Atlanta coming off a nice rally win themselves in Philly yesterday. 6:50 airtime with Tommy Thrall in Atlanta tonight. First pitch at 7:20. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So the final week of spring practice out in front of Coach Tom Allen and crew capped off this Saturday by what's being billed as Indiana Spring Football Saturday from 11 until 1. Free tailgate party, Hoosier Carnival, on-field meet and greet after the final practice. Meanwhile, in the quarterback room, Coach Tom telling us that he's not in any particular hurry to rush and tell us who's in front of who here between Taven Jackson and Brendan Sorsby. Been great competition between the two all spring long.
They're young, they're both learning, they're both making plays. There's so much to be done over the summer. There's so much to be done in fall camp. And you got two guys that don't have a lot of experience in games, but at the same time, I love the way they're working. And I think they've both shown that they can run our offense and lead our football team, which is great. I just think you got two high-quality young men that have a lot of talent, that are highly competitive. They both want to be the guy without question. The thing that sticks out to me is just they encourage each other.
Football coach Tom Allen, competition tight between Taven Jackson and Brendan Sorsby as we wrap up practice this week. Reds move into Atlanta tonight, 6:50 pregame, first pitch at 7:20. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.